Our Jefferson West locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA 103.9 FM. We're now joined by boys basketball coach, that is Joe Smith. After a 1-1 week since we last spoke, Friday a win against Riverside, and then Tuesday a loss to Holton, as we're joined now again by head coach Joe Smith. Coach, let's go back to Friday, 56-54, just a great game and a great win for your team against a solid Riverside squad. Just take us through that one and maybe a positive or two from that game.
I thought that we talked about those distractions as well. Winter formal homecoming, one of them, but we talked about those distractions a little bit, just trying to keep the main thing and just kind of focusing on the game. And I think that our guys, for the most part, came out pretty focused and executed, what we wanted to execute as far as game plans go. And like you said, another close win, which is, we're getting a lot of practice at those. But like I said, it's good in-game experience for us and some learning experience for us.
Yeah, that first meeting with Riverside, you won back earlier in the year. That was 57-54. And then this one on Friday, it was 56-54. So you win them both, and they were both very close games. But you turn around on Tuesday. Let's go to the Holton game. And the Wildcats, of course, very good. They got the leading scorer in the league in Snyder, who's played very well this season. Wildcats able to get that win, 52-29. Just a few takeaways from that one.
I told our guys, and I like when we lose. I mean, I like when we win just because of, how much we lost last year. But I also kind of hate when we win as well just because I don't know if that, because we win, that kind of takes away our concentration or focus or whatever it is. But it seems like every game that we've won this year, the game following, we're just not locked in at all. And I didn't think we were locked in at all last night, right from the beginning. And, we had some key points and some things that we wanted to try to take away, and we just really didn't execute any of it. And I thought I think Tyson he had two dunks first couple possessions of the game, and I think that that just kind of had our guys deflated right from the jump. And like I said, we can't play basketball like that. Like, we have to come out and at least attempt to be the aggressors, and we can't let the flow of the game dictate the little stuff that we need to do as far as trying to at least compete and win basketball games. And I thought last night we kind of fell victim to that.
Well, let's look ahead a little bit, and we got Substate here in a couple of weeks. Kind of a two-part question here. Number one, just kind of the overall strength of what you see in this Substate. Familiar with some teams, of course, out of the Big Seven with Perry and Royal Valley, but other teams involved: Silver Lake, Rossville, Moore Hill Mount Academy, Heritage Christian, Bishop Ward, who's really, really good. Just kind of the overall strength there, and how long do you take or wait maybe to really start maybe looking ahead for maybe some strategy sessions there?
It's hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It's hard not to, kind of start, looking at the Substate and kind of looking at your remaining games and other teams' remaining games, just kind of trying to see, where you might fall. But still trying to focus on, finishing the season strong and, attacking these games that we have left. So we have, taking a look at it some, and just kind of trying to see where we could fall or, who we could be playing first round. But it's still, it's still a lot of games left for all the teams. And, it could, a couple losses here and there for, some of the top teams, and it could totally shift. So we have been, looking at it here and there, and just trying to see who we could face potentially, but just trying to finish the season strong with these last four games or so.
Yeah, what's going to be the expectation for Friday? You go to Sabetha, number one team in 3A. They have certainly looked the part this season, still undefeated at 16-0. They're long, they're athletic. The crazy thing to me that stands out about Sabetha is they're not very deep. They don't go too deep. They're about seven, and they got a couple guys off the bench, but their top five is so, so good. What's, I guess, just a thing or two that really stands out about this team that makes them very good?
I think that all of those guys, for one, like you said, they're really talented, super talented group. And two, I got a chance to watch a lot of them up close this summer, playing, and a lot of them played together. And I think that kind of, helped them get ready for the season, just to, stay in the gym this summer and be playing against really, really elite competition, all summer long. And then, you get into the Big Seven with that chemistry already, in hand. That makes it you know, just makes them that much more of a tougher team. But you can just tell that they're a older group and a seasoned group, and nobody really gets out of character. You know, everybody kind of, you know, plays their role, and, you know, they just get the job done. They all play together, and they play well together, and they're a really good coach team. But, like I said, we'll just have to come out and compete. And like I said, we'll try to take a couple of things, not everything, because that's impossible to do, but, you know, try to take a couple things away and, you know, just kind of see what that looks like for us and, you know, hopefully give ourselves a chance.
Jefferson West boys basketball coach Joe Smith coming off the loss to Holton, and then Friday a win against Riverside. They have the toughest test in the league coming up on Friday. They'll go to number one in 3A Sabetha. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday. We'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you.